Okay. Well, we're going to start. Are you guys ready to start?
I think so.
Ready.
The real show.
Ready.
And if you're going to talk about any illicit substances like beers and more advanced, just be aware.
All right.
Be aware of what you're committing to. This NFL music is amazing. You guys are going to regret not wearing headphones. Yeah. Put those on. Can you hear it?
No.
I just imagine that I'm hearing the pure sound of manhood.
Oh, yeah. Plug it in. Pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Just wait.
That changes the experience.
I can't hear anyone talking, and I kind of wish my whole life was like this. I just heard this music and nothing, and just mouth moving, and I'm like, yeah, probably what you're saying is good. Hey everybody, welcome to an amazing show. We have a very special guest today. And it is extremely loud party music from across the street. So enjoy that. I just want my guest to confirm. Pretty loud.
It is really loud.
I mean, surprisingly, when you're outside, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It made me want to join the party and dance.
You know, it was a fun party. It looked like a fun party.
It looked like there would be cake.
I don't want to, like, stereotype anything, you know, do any ethnic stereotypes right away.
Why?
I'm pretty
why would
they
you
have
do
pierogies.
That?
Yeah. Lots of pierogies.
Lots of that and potato pancakes.
Yes, latkes were everywhere. Like those little potato pancakes with green onions in them.
Yes.
They're really tasty. Get some sour cream.
Ooh. I like the, here's the thing, like the loud music, if it was a party, I'd be like right on.
Right.
Usually the party is two guys leaning bent over on a truck, like with...
Studying the engine?
No, they're leaning over the truck bed, almost like they can't stand, and or they're displaying their butts to us in their like jeans, their bad jeans.
So they're baboons, essentially. Is that what you're saying?
I don't want to go there. Let's not go there.
Are there are their asses kind of red and engorged?
They're blue. They're in jeans.
Oh, blue.
Well, kind of white.
Yeah.
Kind of white blue.
Kind of acid washed.
I don't know. I don't know what that... What is acid wash jeans? Well, does that mean bright white?
I think it's kind of like a bright blue white thing. I don't know. I need my attorney on this one. My representation, not my attorney.
To tell you what jeans are?
Exactly. Hold on. I need to consult with my attorney.
We have
consult with me.
A legal counsel in the room.
He's phoning a friend.
The building blocks of life.
Okay, so my attorney says that the genes are building blocks of life, which is really not what I needed, but...
Okay. Well, I think their genes, in that sense, are human genes. I don't know.
Okay.
Anywho, I have with me today Ian and Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
Or Aaron and Ian.
Yeah, I should lead.
Yeah, probably. Because
I think so.
One of these two is the winner of Helpful Snowball 2013.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
And so I wanted them to come here to present trophies, and also because, you know, it's just like giving someone a trophy. It took a little over a year, I think, in your case, and maybe not quite a year in your case.
Yeah, I think so. Like to get the trophy or...
Yeah, because I think you came...
Snowball.
Well, we haven't even done that yet.
Yeah.
Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2.
Yeah.
We haven't done our second annual Helpful Snowball 2013. Hasn't happened yet.
I'd like to defend my title.
Excellent. You'll definitely have the opportunity because we will have probably two, maybe three participants. Yeah, I don't want to reveal the name yet because they don't exist, but we may have another entrant.
A new contender will show up.
Yes.
Okay.
To contend for the role of biggest fan of podcast, of which no one is a fan. It's a pretty prestigious title. It's kind of like being the head of a class in a school where it's a homeschool.
It's like being class president of the special ed class.
Kinda, except like at a homeschool, it's really one other person. And let's face it, we all probably know. Like if you had two kids, I think you would know.
Like which one's going to be class president?
Yeah.
Like head of the class. Yeah, like, all right.
Aaron, you have experience with children. I have a question for you. Let's say you were going to homeschool your children and you had them write like a personal essay.
Okay.
How would you grade that? Like, you know, how would you turn them back? And like, what if one kid's like, ooh, this is like an A, and the other one's like C minus?
The one that wrote an essay about how mom was his hero.
Oh, I see.
Be an A.
Yeah, because I think if it was my mom grading my paper, I'd be like, Mom, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm your son.
Well, and I don't know. I feel like from the homeschoolers I've met, they're accustomed to, you're so special. That was so good and meaningful.
Oh, that's true.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jesus enjoyed what you did
yes.
there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jesus loves you.
So what would happen if like one said, my mom is my hero, and the other said, Jesus is my hero?
Oh.
Yeah.
Sophie's choice.
Exactly. Like, do I pick me or do I pick Jesus?
Oh. Mary's choice. I would pick myself.
I see. I'd have to go with Jesus on that one.
I guess it depends how much religion we were teaching at this homeschool.
Well, it is homeschool.
It's homeschool.
Yeah. Boy, that would be a rough class if I had to teach that to kids. Be like, well, okay. Let me tell you the story of Easter. A guy went in a cave. He was dead, and then he went in a cave.
So there's a guy in a cave, and when he has this club, he can fly through space. No, that's Captain Caveman. Sorry. Sorry,
and
let me start over.
Caveman.
I have to start the whole semester over. Everything I've taught you is wrong.
You know what was great about Captain Caveman? He was like a superhero in caveman days,
yeah.
But he also had a secret identity. There's like five fucking guys who live in the caveman town. Who's it going to be? How hard is it going to be to figure out which one is Captain Caveman?
Also, like, you know, the other cavemen looked like people, and he was just like a brown blob of hair, so...
Yeah, he was like that hair guy from the Addams Family.
Cousin It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, oh, I don't want anyone to know I'm Captain Caveman. Come on.
I'm sorry I can't participate in your references.
That's okay. It was a horrible show.
Okay.
It was like, you know how Hanna-Barbera made these cartoons where they're like, all right, we just need some kind of creature that does a thing... And we put it in situations.
We need to animate something that, like, for 5 seconds and use that over and over again.
Yeah.
We don't want to animate new things.
Ah.
Yeah, like, they had this long stretch, you know, where he'd transform into Captain Caveman. And so then it was, they could just put that in every episode. And they're
so
like...
So that was a superhero? Like,
yes.
I'm regular and I become a caveman to be a superhero?
Well, he was a caveman and then he becomes, like, a superhero caveman.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still
like,
a caveman.
With a cape, he has a cape with a sort of leopard spots and then a club.
Yeah.
And he still can't build fire.
No.
I don't think so. I think he just hit people with the club.
Yeah.
I think he could fly, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. We need to find out. Maybe we need someone to write in to Helpful Snowman and tell us what Captain Caveman's powers
what
were.
What the fuck was going on with Captain Caveman? Exactly. Why did that exist?
Alec, help us out here.
How did our mom let us watch that? Okay. So I have trophies. But before we do trophies, mm-hmm. I have small gifts to make up for my...
lack of trophies?
Tardiness.
Okay.
For my retardiness, Aaron, I would like to present you. This is a bottle cap.
I know what it is.
From a bottle that was consumed by none other than sci-fi superstar Connie Willis that she left behind on a table at Starbucks and I stole.
Do you think there's some DNA on it?
There has to be.
I can't touch it.
She touched it.
I know.
I touched it too, though.
You ruined it with your tongue.
I know. I sullied it.
Thank you.
You need to pick
You're
it up
welcome.
With like a
priceless.
It is. I agree.
You need to pick it up with
I'm
like
glad
a pair
you
of
feel
tweezers,
that way.
Put it in a bag.
Yeah.
Like
I need an evidence bag.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
I'm just going to wrap it up in this table.
It's amazing restraint that you're not licking it right now.
I wanted to.
I want her power instinct. Inside
I was
of
like,
me.
I need to touch
oh,
it
God.
With yeah. my mouth.
Just starting
I'm
going to
wait
like,
until
yeah.
I'm in private.
Just now I feel like I've turned down a dark path. This is a bad gift.
Oh, I'm just saying if you swallow it, you won't be able to digest it.
So it will be with me forever.
Oh, we got a pair
of tweezers.
You. We have a lovely assistant that provided me with
That's
tweezers
right.
and an evidence
we
bag.
We do have a producer on the show today who helped me with our game we're going to play. Poon Master Flex, as she prefers to be known mm-hmm. in this context.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, I have a gift for you as well.
Is it a punch in the face?
Not quite.
Wow.
Flex,
now
if you'll reach under there. Yeah, it's in there. It's under a pile of old shirts that I've cut. I bought you a piece of art at Classic Game Fest.
All right.
And the real gift is not just the art, but the fact that I walked through like an airport with this on display.
Ooh.
And I was at the Game Fest and, you know, among nerds, and then I was the nerd in the airport. So here is your Mega Man.
Nice.
With pizza power.
Yes.
Art.
Yes.
It's very pink and green, and I ferried it from out of state, across state lines.
It's very Hello Kitty.
Traditionally not colored.
In its own way.
No.
Okay.
And I like to sort of my representation this right here.
So Mega Man defeats other robots and then gains their powers. And there's one in particular named Woodman. Mm. Don't use your imagination. He's a tree.
I already went there.
And then he has a leaf shield that spins around him and protects him. So this would be sort of like the Woodman, but if Woodman was Pizza Man.
In fairness, there's also Skullman who has the same power and Jewelman who has the same power.
There are some pretty hilarious men in Mega Man.
I'll need to put this
and like worthless powers. Also, a lot of them are just like...
I feel like I kind of came up on top with my gift.
I disagree.
I'm glad you both feel that way. That means they're successful gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, this will be the third Mega Man thing I have hanging up in my apartment.
Good.
Which I'm sure my representation deeply appreciates.
This will be the
other two.
Okay, there you go. She said she didn't notice the other two.
This will be the second thing I have in my possession that Connie Willis touched.
What's the other one?
She signed a book for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So the shrine begins. The
shrine is growing.
It's not a hairbrush.
So like,
yeah, I can see about some hair next time I see her.
If you follow Connie Willis to a reading, are you tempted to steal like the seat cushion and take that home
and smell it?
Yeah.
No, exactly. I have never thought that.
And smell it? No.
No. Why would you say it? That? Ian? Like, why would you go
sleep
there?
With it? And
don't be weird, okay?
Nuzzle it like it.
You
just
promised you wouldn't be
face.
Mean.
Did I promise that it would be me?
No, I said I didn't think you would.
You promised on your behalf,
really
kind of. Yeah.
Oh, kind of.
Without further ado, I think we should unveil these trophies. So here we go. Helpful Snowball 2013 trophies.
Wow.
So Aaron, yours is obviously the larger of the two.
Big ball.
Oh, such
and Ian, yours is this small one, which is very nice, it's but next to the
beautiful.
Other one looks like shoot.
The fuck is this?
It's all gold on the bottom, and it's got gold. A big snowball on top, and it's
this
lovely.
Is like a micro snowball. This is like an insult in a cup.
Ian's
it's gold
is very
on the bottom,
small.
Snowball on the top.
Uncomfortably
and that's
small.
Everything.
It's this? A little awkward how small it is.
Not only am I not going to listen to this show, I'm going to delete it from the
the whole show?
All of it.
Or just this episode?
Not just from the internet, but maybe from everyone's mind.
There we go.
Well, that would if you could do that, that would be fine with me. Can you also delete some things from people's minds that I just don't like?
No, I'm going to enhance those things.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna ramp those things up.
Who gave you these powers?
Well, it's not really that I got these powers. You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
I've heard.
Yeah, I'm just ignoring the responsibility part.
I heard from
it's
some
just,
old
with great
man
power
who got
comes,
shot.
Yeah. With great powers comes the ability to change people's minds.
Now, for those of you who don't remember, Ian was not the winner of Helpful Snowball 2013.
Which is such
he
bullshit.
He was second place.
Like feces.
Like feces?
Yeah, feces is the much more important part of the bathroom. Because like, if you have to number one, you can number one anywhere.
You can, maybe.
Well, you could if you had a little more courage.
Mm.
Boom.
Wow. This is good. This is a rivalry. Yeah. I've never had a controversy on here before,
exactly.
Except the ones in my own mind. I do wonder, maybe crapping should be number one.
Yeah, because crapping is like priority number one. Like peeing, you can put off for a little while.
I was going to say the reverse.
Oh, so peeing you got to do right away, but like pooping, you've got to,
you can
put
like
it off.
Wait until you're in a safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like crapping, when it's on,
it's on.
Like,
yeah.
And a disaster while crapping is like,
that's true,
threat level red.
Yeah.
Brown.
In an emergency, you could just spill a whole bunch of water in the front of your pants and
yeah,
be like, oh, I just spilled water in my pants, but nothing covers crap.
I do want to tell a story. I don't know if I told this already on here, that many years ago I had an incident where there was a very large chunk of feces.
Budgie the caramel whale,
which I broke up with a coat hanger and flushed down the toilet.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. we had a repeat offender.
Ooh.
We had a shitter in the women's again. Once again, large enough that it was a little bit concerning. I did ask someone if they'd checked the parking lot for a corpse. Because how that comes out of you without blood... And insides, innards, I don't know.
how someone carried that into the library is kind of impressive too.
And yeah, that was in their body.
Do you think that it's more impressive that maybe there's another one in there, that that's not the whole thing? They could be leaving these dense,
like, this could be they then went to a different building and
they're
then
leaving
took
these
different...
dark stars of poop everywhere.
I hope they did like a before and after way.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've always wanted to do that to myself. Like, if I wish
the after way, he's able to float into space. Like, he jumps, he's like Neil Armstrong on the moon. He just bounds around.
I mean, not every time, but once in a while. Okay. I'm like, what the hell? And like, they should have an app that's like poo tracker, and then you like take a picture
there
and you weigh. Also, I think a toilet should just have a weigh and a scale in it. Like, you know, as trucks come through on the interstate and they pull off to the weigh station, why not have that in the toilet?
I'll
That's
just
like
let
a
you
game.
Know how you're doing.
Yeah.
You just need to move to Japan. They probably do have that
they
in Japan.
Must.
Yeah.
And then you could sync it up to your app and then you've got it all. Anywho.
Like, in Japan, there'd be like a smiling woman like, ooh.
Very nicely done, sir.
Well executed. You did that with honor.
Shows a polar bear or something. Right. So, the first time I broke this up with this coat hanger, and I received a pretty large amount of shit for that. Like, people just thought it was like, why would you do that or something?
Mm-hmm. The first was your own, correct?
No.
Oh!
No, this was also in the ladies' restroom.
Oh.
Very large. Very, very dense. Had a gravity.
Oh.
It was like a dark, it was a dark star, wasn't it?
It
was
yeah,
like a collapsed,
it was bad.
It was a collapsed star. Sort of collapsing in on itself, getting denser and denser.
And something that I think most people don't know about feces is, like, human feces, when it's not submerged, smells way worse.
It does.
Like, the water does a lot. I don't think we've given enough credit to the property of water to contain.
It's so you're saying that Poopery is an overrated product?
Poonmaster Flex is, like, over this topic already.
See, because like if you're saying Poopery is overrated, my representation would disagree.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that the thing you spray in the toilet?
Yeah, that's the thing you spray in the toilet and it sort of creates a film.
Over the poo?
Over the water, yeah.
Do you do it before or after?
Before. Before. According to my representation, you do it before.
Okay.
But doesn't then the poo, much like the bad spaceship on Guardians of the Galaxy, tear through the Poopery barrier?
I think I need my representation to come on mic for this one.
Okay.
Because she might have some expertise in this.
Please.
So here's my representation coming to the mic.
Welcome to the microphone, and we're prepared to immediately begin talking to you about bowel movements.
My understanding is that there is like some sort of like oil in it, like oil essence or something.
In the Poopery or the poop?
In the Poopery.
Okay.
So, you know, much like oil forms a film on top of water. So it flows on top of the water and it, you know, traps whatever like gases
it are seals being, back up.
Yeah, it seals it.
It regrows.
Right. Well, and the thing is too, it's not supposed to sit there for very long. The idea is that, you know, it's going to be gone soon. If
right.
it were to be allowed to sit there for a while, then it might be able to get
then
through
who
the
knows.
Oil layer. But the oil layer is enough, at least temporarily.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, okay, so here's
that cost $100,000.
Interestingly enough, as we talk about oil, so I found out about this poo because my boss was in the janitor's closet rummaging through chemicals, and she said to me, did this really happen, or did I have a dream that you knew about a chemical in this closet that dissolved bowel movements?
Oh.
I was like, I don't know about that. Sounds like a dream.
Kind of dream.
And also, what the hell? There's like a scale of dreams you don't want your boss to have about you. Like, I had a sexy dream about you. Or like, I had a dream that I fired you and it made me think maybe that's a good idea.
I had a dream that I fired you and I woke up with an erection.
Yeah, and then yeah. somewhere in there is like, when I think about you in my subconscious, I associate you with huge logs of shit.
They're somehow just right next to each other in my brain.
So I Googled, you know, I was like, we could check Google. Maybe there's like a home remedy, right?
Mm.
And I get on this board and it's like home remedies for breaking up large poo. And there were some answers, one of which was using Dawn dish detergent.
Oh,
okay.
And so I went in there and I covered it. I frosted it like a Long John with that Dawn dish detergent.
So wait, did you kind of like, you know, sort of make a little wave pattern on top of it? Or did you just kind of like try to frost it?
I filled my mouth with it and then inserted. No.
I am so sorry to the listeners that I'm participating in this with my presence.
You should be ashamed.
I'm just, that brought me down.
You're tacit. Oh, yeah.
We have photographic
proof. My coworker
proof.
Took a picture of me frosting it.
This is, we have a photo here of Peter pouring Dawn into a toilet with a smile.
You know, I was with just like, smile. this is my life.
And you went to, like, you didn't go to regular college for this. You went to extra college.
I have
for
a
this.
Master's degree.
Yeah, you went to more school.
In science.
Than the average person in order to pour Dawn on poo.
And it didn't really work. Yeah. And then, so I read further. I was like, what other options do we have? And no less than 3 people on the board said, break it up with a coat hanger.
Wow.
I'm smart. Okay? First of all, vindication. Secondly, fuck everybody. All right? I was right. Break it up with a coat hanger. They said coat hanger.
So no one said like an M80 where you drop it in the toilet and just breaks every...
No one said a pole. No one said a stick. They said coat hanger.
No one took the Julia Child method where you really just need to get your hands in there.
Here's what I did think I should have tried, though.
Okay.
We do have... My favorite thing in the custodial closet is a spray you put on gum that freezes it.
Oh.
So then you can get it out of the carpet.
Mm.
And like a few days later, I ended up having to do that. And I was like, oh, I should have froze the poo... flushed it, and then it would have cracked. You know, like when Mr. Freeze freezes a guy and then punch him and he shatters?
But do you have a pun for like freezing poo and then shattering it? That's really what you need if you're going to do this.
Here's your ship break, and then it breaks. How about that?
That works.
I don't know if I have another one. Blizzard something? No, I'll think about it. Let me think about it.
This is your best fudge blizzard.
What?
Come back to that one.
Oh, like a Dairy Queen blizzard?
Dairy Queen fudge blizzard.
Okay.
That's where I'm going with that.
Maybe.
You know, when you're brainstorming, there's no bad ideas.
I'm really glad there's an audience to share facial expressions with me.
Do you have any puns?
No.
You have to, when you're finishing off an enemy, there always has to be a pun.
I know.
Okay. Feel free to disagree. Feel free to be wrong.
I am sorry I left you hanging all these years. Because I have also broken up poop with a coat hanger.
What?
I wish I hadn't left you hanging out in the wind like that. I didn't know you were taking so much shit for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way.
I've done it.
Go
and it's
on.
Been with my own in Panama.
And you broke up your own shit with a coat hanger in Panama.
Mortified. I was like a new exchange student and the toilet... was not what I was used to.
Oh, yeah.
And I just needed it to go away. So yeah. That's what I did.
I gotta say, America, like, land of the toilet that pretty much works.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to a horrible bar and you don't really want to use the toilet, but usually when you flush it, it goes away.
There's confidence, it's gone for good.
See, normally I would agree with you because America is the land of the greatest toilet, but my representation happens to know about a great toilet in a Shell station abroad.
In a gas station?
Yes, I should bring her back on mic for this one.
Welcome back for your second story regarding feces.
Yes, that seems
well,
to be
I guess we didn't know it was feces.
Seems
but
to be my area of expertise.
Yeah, thank God you're here.
Yes. legal expertise. Yeah, I think I showed Ian online. There's this YouTube video of this guy visiting this Shell station toilet. I think it might have been in like the Philippines.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was in the Philippines. And inside, it's like this. It's like a, I don't know, like a smoker's lounge kind of.
Like with a couch and
there's
stuff.
There's like wood paneling.
No.
There's like a little bookshelf, like a nice bookshelf. The picture frames are like gold kind of.
Oh no.
Like it's really nice.
See, now I don't prefer that because I am like, I don't want to sit on a couch in someone's house if I just think they're not as clean as they could be. And then if I go in a bathroom.
There should be no fabric in the bathroom. I feel
right?
like it traps.
I would agree with you. I
mean, yeah.
I don't necessarily think it's the best design, but I mean, it is a really nice looking.
If I had a job at that gas station and then they're like, and you got to clean the bathroom, I'd be like, ah, shit. All right. And then they're like showing me around in there. I'd be like, no, no fucking way. Oh, this guy's showing us the toilet.
Yeah, I'm going to go off mic so I don't have to bill you for this time.
Thank you. This guy,
that costs like $75,000.
I just want to say that this guy is sort of looks a little bit like Michael B. Jordan to me.
He does a little bit.
Handsome. Oh my god! It's like a fucking lobby of a restaurant. The urinal is next to a bar with a window. Full like recessed lighting. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's nicer than where we are right now. Sorry. So we have a game. I thought we should have this game because, you know, we had a winner and a total loser of our snowball.
What?
And so we have a game. Now, many of you may be familiar with the Roseanne game.
You are missing out on this music, Ian.
Oh,
I have a hint of what's coming. Music? Oh, you do too, apparently. Yeah. Okay.
I can see the YouTube screen.
So you're familiar with Home Improvement. I was a little worried because, like, not everyone knows, but Aaron's not, like, the most familiar with movies and television, probably.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Star Wars?
I'm sorry. I still haven't seen it.
Indiana Jones?
No.
Yeah.
I'm aware of them as cultural phenomena. Luke, you are my father.
That helps.
No, is that right? Not Luke. I'm your father.
Wow.
Well, you have to trust your
feelings.
That's
where I'm coming from here.
Somebody is someone's dad. That's for sure. And a Luke may or may not
be
involved.
There's a Luke involved, and I know there's incest.
What? Oh, they do kiss.
They do kiss. Yeah. Episode 4.
I mean, I don't count it without, you know.
I just have the highlights. These are the highlights.
I think at least a hand job or an over-the-shirt grab is where it goes into incest.
You have a sister.
Open mouth kiss. Yeah. I had breakfast with her on Thursday. Well,
That'd be
there's
fine.
There's no over-the-shirt grab or hand jobs.
She has a boyfriend right now, okay?
Otherwise.
She wouldn't cheat on me. Also, I have a girlfriend who's gesticulating wildly from across the room. I feel like everyone knows.
I didn't know you had a girlfriend. I thought you had a partner.
I have a partner.
That changes things.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, I struggle with that. Girlfriend, partner. Because I feel like partner, I feel like I'm trying to trick people into thinking I have like a man partner. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just sounds like
you're
I'm trying
to trick people.
It sounds like I'm hiding something.
Oh, you're trying to like trick I'm, people that, to think that you're gay.
Yeah. For all the advantages.
So it's okay, Pete. You could come out of the closet as a straight person.
I would like to announce that I am pretty much totally straight.
Mm. Pretty much totally straight.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I was just saying today that if I ran into this one guy, I would be like real excited.
Mm.
But I don't think I'd have sex with him.
You just when you first ran into him.
Yeah. Open mouth
see
kiss,
him a few
sure.
more times.
Sure. I'd greet him like a family member. But like, so here's the thing. We have the Roseanne game, which is where there are, you know, a set of episode descriptions from Roseanne. And one of the episodes is false and made up.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest are true. And the participants go back and forth trying to pick out the true ones, leaving the false one like a hot potato.
And Ian always loses.
I do always lose.
Almost immediately.
Yeah.
I usually try and set it up with like 3 to 5. And I would say Ian generally picks the fake made up one first.
Yep. You might as well just pick two.
Rendering a 20-minute game into a 3-minute thing where basically I just get mad at him because I'm like, god damn it, this was supposed
spent
to kill
eight
time
hours on this.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time looking up. Well, actually, this is why Poon Master Flex gets a producer credit.
Oh,
is crucial in helping me find these descriptions. Now, we were originally going to use the sitcom Reba, starring Reba McEntire, with a daughter who lives at home and has a baby while she's in high school and has like a boyfriend who plays football mostly.
Of course.
And then she has an ex-husband who does things too. Turns out, not a lot of stuff happens on Reba. Mm. All the episode descriptions are like, Reba tries to fix a sink and then calls a handyman instead of her husband. Boring.
Is it still showing? Is it?
It's on country music television about 8,000 times a day. It's crazy. No new episodes.
Like, how many episodes is it in total?
There were like 20-some a season, and I think there were like 5 or 6 seasons.
So there's like 100 episodes of this show
that I don't know anyone who's really seen this show. I know of it, but I never watched it. We watched the opening is horrible, by the way.
It sounds like the kind of show that's like on in a car dealership.
Yeah,
like you
exactly
show up, it just happens to be on.
Like you're getting your tires changed and you're watching the TV for 15 minutes before you say like, nobody's fucking watching this. Like what was on before this that they were watching? What happened now? So we moved on to other shows and settled on a little show called Home Improvement.
Mm. Okay.
Which you will remember as a 90s show where Tim Allen starred as a sort of a Bob Vila, but, you know, with attitude. Because the 90s was all about attitude.
He had the growling.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember it more as a 90s show that had Jonathan Taylor Thomas in it.
Yes. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Mm-hmm. There were three little blonde bombshells who were Tim's sons.
All the women in the audience went, aw, yeah.
Now there was Brad. He was like a chubby blonde with spiked hair. Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who was, I don't know, Darren or something. Mike?
Ooh.
Randy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Randy, who was like the hot one. You know how every family has three boys? There's the hot one, the fat nerd. Not yeah. the fat nerd. The fat one.
The fat
and then
chunk.
There's the whiny little punk. That was Mark.
Yeah.
And Jill is Tim's wife.
Can you go ahead and
wife.
Break that down in your own family?
Yes.
Just identify for us.
I'm all the good ones.
I think we kind of skipped over the hot one, honestly.
The hot? Yeah, I don't know which one of us is the hot one. That's tough. That's tough.
I mean, we were kind of like a bunch of marks all lumped together.
I think we were all marks.
Yeah.
Maybe one of us took a turn now and then being a Brad, a fat one.
Yeah, exactly.
We kind of rotate that role. And then, yeah, we're just a family of marks. Jill is his wife.
We're
Al
Marxists.
Is his co-host on the show, / sort of friend, but guy that really they just don't get along with.
Oh,
at all.
With the beard.
With the beard.
That was one of my first beard crushes. Along
Al
with,
from Home Improvement.
Captain Riker.
Oh.
Jonathan Frakes.
Jonathan Frakes.
He was pretty good looking.
Yeah.
But Al
you mean
was
Commander
not.
Riker?
Boy, yes. Al was dad bod before dad bod was hot.
He was. Yeah, like, he was.
I have to look him up now. Maybe
yeah,
my memory's
do.
Not doing. I'm going to be.
Al
really
Borland.
Do you need like? Al you need Borland. Some like.
Oh
soft
no,
music
that's
and...
not who I'm thinking of.
Oh, okay.
When you said the whole name, that's. Wasn't there a third guy?
There was Wilson, whose top of head
no,
you
no.
saw through the fence.
Oh, dear. No.
One of your big crushes.
This is not who I was picturing.
Okay. There was
no.
also Pamela Anderson on in the first season.
Pamela Anderson was like somehow vaguely involved in the Tool Time show.
Oh, yeah. There was always a chick that...
Yeah, they like brought out the tools or something.
Yeah, like she brought out the tools.
Wasn't really clear on what the Tool Time show was. It mostly seemed to be like an infomercial for tools. Like, here's a new lawnmower, and Pamela Anderson rides it out, and they're like, this is the Binford 8 million. It goes 100,000 miles an hour, and then Al
and
gets run over by it.
And has breasts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And check out this lady. Well, that's all for Tool Time today. So, I have in my hands a game that I've made Ian proof. And how I did that is
we'll
I've
see
made
about that. I've got all these guns
rounds.
Here.
I've got three rounds. Each containing five descriptions, and then each has one false one. So what we're going to do is we'll play around, I will read the descriptions, and you'll go back and forth picking out ones that you think are real, trying to leave the false one for last.
Okay, so wait a minute. So if I manage to fuck this up, do I win? Like, in other words, since you've tried to make this Ian-proof, and if I show that it's not Ian-proof...
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
In a spiritual way, I guess... If
so really I can't lose, so if I lose right away I win, and if I win then I win.
If you consider it winning, if someone creates a system that's like it's impossible to fuck this up and then you fucked it up, sure.
Isn't that the definition of winning?
I mean, I haven't won a lot of things,
yeah.
So I don't know, but no. Okay. I'm almost positive.
Are
All
there
right.
stakes?
Yes.
You always
there
have
are definitely stakes. Well, I think that the stakes will be, I haven't thought of them yet.
Oh, put you on the spot here.
I know, this is tough.
You have to eat the whole trophy if you lose.
Whichever one you earned.
That's right.
That's
no.
too much styrofoam to eat.
I already know where this is going. No.
I think that the loser has to...
Malort?
Here's what I think the loser needs to do.
Okay.
The loser needs to come up with no less than two category/games for Helpful Snowball 2013 Part 2.
Okay.
Okay.
That's fair.
Sound fair?
Yes.
Okay. Right,
we can do that.
Here we go. Round one. Do you want me to read the episode titles?
Do we have any theme music for this?
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't
Hold
know.
On. Hold on.
Well, I'm asking.
No headphones.
That's why I need to know if we have any theme music, because I can't hear it.
Set the tone for yourself.
I'm going to Google Home Improvement theme 10 hours and see if that comes up.
Oh, I hope not.
I don't see it.
So wait, I do have a rule clarification.
Okay.
Are we allowed to tag people in on these?
No.
Come on.
I feel like I could tag someone in who's probably seen less Home Improvement than I have.
Every grunt from Home Improvement is 14 minutes long.
Also, my representation did watch it. JTT. Oh, man.
Can I loop a
it's
YouTube
sad he
video?
Didn't grow
is
up
that
taller.
Possible?
That was a disappointment.
Yeah, Mark grew up huge.
Like, did he?
Yeah, like Mark wound up sprouting above all of them.
Oh.
And so he was towering above Tim and like crushed him, I think, in the last season.
Crushed him?
Yeah.
Hmm. How about if I do an NFL music mix?
Yes. Why don't you just do R. Kelly's remix?
To Ignition?
Yeah.
Hot and Fresh Out the Kitchen?
Mama rolling that body.
I love that song. Got here wishing.
You can pee on whoever you want. I don't care. It's worth it. If that's the price we pay, so be it. If everyone who peed on someone made a song that good, we'd be in a much better place right now. That's all I'm saying.
There'd be at least three people in this room who wrote a really good song.
Yeah. Especially if, like, if you accidentally peed on your hands or something, and then they're like, okay, now you have to write a song.
Poon Master Flex would be like goddamn Mozart.
She is slinging that pee like he wouldn't... Okay. Hey, thanks for producing this game. All right. Round one. Here we go.
Da-na-na-na.
This music's not working.
Who's first?
I need to
da-na-na-na-na.
Do... Some jock jams or something. I like that.
Can you keep that up the whole time?
How about the Space Jam?
Yes, you can.
I thought you said this is the bottle cap now.
Ooh, that'd be good too, except I didn't get the bottle cap.
Oh, hold on. We have an advertisement for jobs.
No, I want a Mega Man song. Since I'm coming from behind here, I was second place, so you should give me something.
Well, I could do that. Right now, we have the Space Jam theme, which is... And this goes for an hour.
Oh, wow. I can see the video from here, and it's just a stick man. Like,
it's pretty...
With his arm
pretty shitty. Well, that's how they say, like, well, I made this art.
Y'all ready for this?
How did he do that?
I did it, yes, but based on what was on the screen.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right, round one. And then who's going to go first? I'll let you guys decide who gets to go first.
I'll let the loser go first.
Boom.
I'll let the winner go first, which is me.
So I'm going to read these by title.
Denial still. Let's just look again at our balls and how much bigger my ball is than your ball.
Well, my ball contains
your ball
so
is
much
minuscule.
More. My ball contains multitudes.
I am ball, I contain multitudes.
That's right.
All right.
I wish you could see the expression behind you right now.
Here's the first one.
She's
Mo
like,
Better
eh.
Blues. After Mark breaks one of Tim's oldest tools, he fears the worst when Brad and Randy take control of his guilt and fabricate a story about the traded son, Peter, who was given away because he wrecked Tim's tools. Meanwhile, Tim modifies his riding lawnmower. And if there were notes, I copied those as well. Note... This episode title is a parody reference to the 1990 Spike Lee film Mo Better Blues. So they were really reaching for it in Home Improvement.
Sure.
Offsides. Tim and Jill want to go out and have a romantic evening, but however, Jill can't find a babysitter, so she hires a magician, who messes up during a trick and locks himself in a trunk, leaving the kids to their own around the house. During their romantic dinner... Tim is distracted by a Detroit Lions game, much to Jill's irritation, and he is forced to choose between his wife and the game. Classic sitcom. Adventures in Fine Dining. Jill makes a bet with Tim that he cannot...
Do you want some gum to help you?
Jill makes a bet with Tim that he cannot teach the kids some manners after they are kicked out of a pizza parlor. If Tim cannot teach the boys manners, he will be attending the opera for an entire year with Jill, much to Tim's horror. With the bet on, he tries his best to make the boys behave. Running theme in this show. Tim attends ballets, operas, etc., completely against his will. Next episode, Forever Young. Karen, Jill's friend, visits, and Tim has to tolerate and stand up to her constant comments about his masculinity and his own tool show. Because of this stress, Tim accidentally glues his forehead to a table. You know when you get stressed out? You just fucking glue your head to a table? Meanwhile, Jill teaches Brad how to dance for Jennifer's parents' anniversary, which he will be attending.
So wait, I was confused for a second when you read the title, because I assumed like Forever Young was like going to be like a Carl Jung reference about the collective unconscious.
It is.
Okay.
Well, it's spelled that way. I don't know if this has anything to do with that, or if they're just like, words sound like other words. Here's a title.
All right.
And finally, Tornado Tim Taylor. Tim, in order to impress his Binford sponsor, has to throw the perfect barbecue using Binford's new line of barbecue equipment. But when a tornado makes its way through town, he's forced to bring his entire grill set up indoors, including a grill powered by a diesel generator. Jill takes the boys out to the mall, and they're embarrassed when she forces them to accompany her while she buys a bra. So, just a quick recap.
Okay.
We've got Mo Better Blues, where, Mark breaks one of Tim's tools, and it's a, you know, Spike Lee movie. We have Offsides, where there's a magician who locks himself in the trunk while babysitting. Adventures in Fine Dining, where Tim has to teach the boys some manners or be doomed to the opera. Forever Young, which is gluing a forehead to a table. And Tornado Tim Taylor, which is the throwing the dinner for the Binford and then tornado.
Oh, so I'm going first in this one.
So you're trying to pick one of the reels.
Trying to pick one of the real
ones?
You
got a 1 in 5 chance of picking incorrectly just at random.
Don't fuck it up.
So I either need to fuck it up right away.
Yeah.
Or not fuck it up.
That would be the best things to do.
What's the one with the Detroit Lions game? What's the other plot in that?
They go out to... Oh,
the magician one.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll go with that one as a real episode.
Offsides. Season 1, Episode 3, real episode.
Yes, I did not fuck it up
well
right away.
Well done.
Damn
well
it, I did not
done.
Fuck it up right away.
The game is afoot. Aaron?
I'm going to go with gluing your head to the plank. It's real.
Did Tim glue his head to a table? Forever Young, Season 1, Episode 15.
Yeah. Oh,
that is real.
Booyah.
All right.
Okay.
Ian, you've got Adventures in Fine Dining, Pizza Parlor, Manners, Opera, Mo Better Blues, Breaks an Old Tool, Tim Modifies a Riding Lawnmower, and we've all got Tornado Tim Taylor, Binford Sponsor Barbecue.
I'm going to go with the first one, with the Breaks a Tool and like the other kids blackmailing.
Mark breaks one of Tim's oldest tools, Mo Better Blues. Season 1, Episode 2.
Ooh. Yes.
All right, Aaron, you're down to a 50-50.
Tell me one more time. What do we have?
We've got Adventures in Fine Dining, where Jill makes a bet with Tim that he cannot teach the kids some manners after they're kicked out of a pizza parlor, an opera, and so on.
Okay.
And we've got Tornado Tim Taylor. Tim has to impress his Binford sponsor, throw the perfect barbecue, and a diesel generator grill. Jill buys a bra.
It's the final countdown.
Now, if you get
it's
this
like
right,
Ian's forgotten. There's the whole rest of the game still.
I needed some minor victory.
It's the tertiary that's final right. countdown.
Yeah. It's before the penultimate final countdown.
I'm gonna go with the bra one as real.
Tornado Tim Taylor is not real.
Oh fuck!
Boom, Ian.
Yes.
You've won round one by default.
Default, the two greatest words in the English
only
language.
Way Ian wins.
Thank
default,
you.
Default. Default.
All right.
As hand this off to my representation as proof that I won.
We're just going to go ahead then and we're going to switch to some Mega Man music.
Yeah.
As a, you know.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Oh, that's not what I wanted. Guys, this is going badly. It's all gone downhill. Okay.
Except for the game score. It's going pretty well.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Round two. First, we have Unchained Malady.
Who's going first? Do I go first now?
I think you could go first now.
Okay.
As the non-victor.
Loser.
Unchained Malady. Tim throws out a chain letter from Al and receives bad luck continuously. Randy breaks his bike after participating in a dare. Tim dyes his hands green and Jill beats him up, giving him a black eye and a disfigured
beats
face.
Beats him off?
Beats him up. Aaron.
That
Jesus
is not
Christ.
What you said.
This was, beats him off, giving him a black eye and a disfigured face.
Beats him off really hard.
Jill is rough. She had a deep voice. And also George Foreman guest stars as himself on Tool Time. Borland's Bikini Nightmare. Jill gives Tim a racy Polaroid for their anniversary, but when Tim shows Al, Al can't stop thinking about Jill romantically. Tim tries to snap Al out of it by getting positions for both of them as judges for the Miss Binford Bikini Contest. Groin Pain. Tim pulls a groin muscle when trying to impress Jill with his masculinity by carrying a big trunk of books. Randy plays Peter Pan in the school play, but the school doesn't have the necessary machine for him to fly, but Tim has an elaborate idea. Love is a many-splintered thing. Jill takes a compatibility test from a magazine, and the results show that her and Tim are not compatible. In revenge, Tim creates a test that intentionally shows that Jill is not the woman for him. Meanwhile, Randy volunteers to perform a ventriloquism act for the school talent show, but he discovers that it's harder than it looks. And finally, The Great Race. Bob Vila appears on Tool Time and challenges Tim to a lawnmower race for charity. Determined to beat Vila once and for all, Tim inserts a jet engine from a helicopter into the lawnmower. I'll just reread that. A jet engine from a helicopter into the lawnmower. Normally, an engine from a helicopter would probably be a helicopter engine. But whatever. Meanwhile, Brad and Randy create the
tab... You've never seen G.I. Joe where they do have a helicopter that is also a jet?
Yeah, finally, we could combine the greatness of a helicopter with the also greatness of a jet.
We could have the helicopter blades just shear off as the jet gets up to speed.
Perfect.
Also, yeah.
Meanwhile, Brad and Randy create the tadpole secrecy test for Mark, who wants to play with them. The test involves Mark holding a live tadpole in his mouth for 3 seconds, however he accidentally swallows it. Read into the symbolism as much as you like. Oh, you boys and your semen-eating contests.
I think the last one's real.
Think that one's real? The Great Race.
With the
semen in the mouth.
Eating. Yeah.
Season 2, episode 25.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh,
boom.
Man.
All right, you're down to 4. We got Chain Letter with Bad Luck, where Tim gets beat up. Borland's Bikini Nightmare. Mm-hmm. We've got Groin Pain, Peter Pan play, and Love is a Many Splintered Thing with the magazine Love Tests.
I'm going to go with the groin one.
As being real?
Yeah.
Groin Pain, Season 2, Episode 4.
Yes!
Down to 3.
I think Jill beating him off.
Is real.
Real.
Unchained Malady, Season 1, Episode 19.
Oh,
all right.
Down to this one.
Down to you. Borland's Bikini Nightmare. Racy Polaroid, or Love is a Many Splintered Thing, compatibility test from a magazine.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the compatibility test.
Love is a Many Splintered Thing, Season 2,
Episode
15.
No!
Pow.
Pow.
No one's falling for my fake episodes.
You're better at writing
Except
Roseanne
Except for me on the last question.
Improvement.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do the last round? Do you want to put it up for all the marbles?
Oh, like go all or not? Why would I put it up for all the marbles? I haven't had all of these edibles yet.
Just because you would.
Well, you know what? We'll do it
because you're a sport.
For the fans.
I do have a prize. I just remembered I have a prize.
Okay.
That I completely forgot about.
So why don't we do this one for the prize? This is all the rounds.
Okay.
This is for the
all
prize.
Right.
I won the game. But this is the prize.
This is an important distinction.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let you have that.
I've never won a game. Thank you for letting me win once. I've never won a game on this show. Why do I keep playing games
what
on this show?
What episode are we on?
I don't know. 250-ish?
I've never won a... What am I, like 0-8?
You have a rich history of you not winning games.
Exactly. So I've won... Now I have one, so I'm like 1-8.
Oh my God. All right, here we go. Final round. A so-so evening. Tim has trouble with Joe Morton, his new neighbor, after Joe dents part of his hot rod for scrap. Jill becomes good friends with Mary Morton, Joe's wife. Brad signs up for home economics as his elective to meet girls, but his plan goes awry when every other boy in school does the same thing as Brad, filling the class with boys instead of girls. Pricks and stones. After a bully picks on Mark at school, Brad and Randy decide to scheme together and give Mark the upper hand. But when Jill becomes aware of the boys' plans, she stops them and confronts the bully's mother, only to end up in a fist fight herself. Tim accidentally burns off Al's beard with a welding torch, and Al is depressed as he believes his beard to be the source of his charisma. Dream on. Al doesn't want to come to dinner with the Taylors after Eileen has a dream about Tim riding on a golden stallion in tight bicycle shorts. And after Tim reveals the dream to everyone at the dinner, Eileen dumps Al for betraying her, causing friction between Al and Tim.
Hold on, I need to go beat off for a second.
Go have Jill beat you off until you get a black eye.
Mm-hmm.
The Naked Truth? When Marty and Nancy are staying with the Taylors, Tim walks in on Nancy in the shower, thinking she is Jill. Meanwhile, Randy goes to a bar mitzvah and must come home after he splits his pants. And finally, Talk to Me. Short one here. Tim insults Jill on tool time, ruins dinner, and drops her ring down the furnace.
Ooh. That sounds like a spec script for tool time.
They're like, shit, shit, shit.
Well, Tim fucks up. Jill something
like
mad.
Three times. Yeah. Tim fucks up in an industrial way.
It's the Mad Libs version of Tim fucks up blank by blank.
Jill blanks Jill.
Yeah. Blank.
Blanks dinner and blanks her blank down the blank. All right. Ian, I think you... Aaron starts as the non-winner of the round.
Yeah, since this is for the prize.
So here we go. This is for the prize. Bar Mitzvah. Naked Truth, Season 4, Episode 19. Yes. Real. My favorite part is that he splits his pants at a bar mitzvah. What a needless detail.
Yeah.
Why is he going to a bar mitzvah? And why is that? It's like, and he comes home after he splits his pants at a bar mitzvah.
That's important. I think if that happened to you, that would be what you remember.
Oh, I would remember.
Of the experience.
Why is he doing the fucking splits?
Whenever I go to a bar mitzvah, I check all the stitches on all of my pants very closely. Because you know who likes that? Yahweh.
Randy. That's
actually
Jonathan
Hashem,
Taylor Thomas, right?
I can't
right?
say his name. Yeah.
Maybe that was an excuse to get like a little butt shot in there or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was picturing the older one. That changes things.
That's Brad.
Okay.
Yeah. I did too. Well, I think because he was chubbier. So splitting his pants. That's what, when I first read it, I was like, that figures. And I was like, wait, it's Randy. That makes no sense. He's the cool one. That'd be like if Zach Morris split his pants.
Yeah.
He doesn't split his fucking pants. Screech splits his pants.
Do you think
pants.
Tiger Beat had like a special issue when Jonathan Taylor
Tiger
Thomas
Beat off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They have an exclusive extra issue.
Yeah, they have like
JTT a with split pants.
Special double issue.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Let's do
so
this.
So we got rid of Bar Mitzvah with split pants.
Muzzle
We've got
top.
A trouble with the neighbor. Filling the boy with... class with boys instead of girls.
Okay.
We've got Jill in a fist fight and Tim burns Al's beard.
Okay.
Tim in Golden Stallion bicycle shorts and ring down the furnace.
You know, it'd be my habit if I didn't fuck this up right away.
Uh-huh.
Or if I fucked this up right away. So I'm going to go with 5.
Ring down the furnace?
Ring down the furnace.
Season 4, episode 20.
Oh.
Real episode.
Damn it. So I kind of lose in my own way.
You have sort of lost.
Yeah.
In a way, you've lost and you've won, and maybe you'll lose in another way, depending on how this round goes.
This is a really dramatic game.
It's pretty intense.
It's like a roller coaster.
It's pretty warm in here.
Of
because of
Taylor.
The intensity.
And also
and the
like
heat.
9 people.
Yeah, it's hot. All right.
I've
Aaron?
Already forgotten my choices.
You've got a so-so evening when Brad signs up for home ec and to meet girls, but boys are there.
Uh-huh.
Bully picks on Mark at school. Jill gets in a fight. Al loses his beard.
Uh-huh.
And Tim, dream about Tim on a Golden Stallion and tight bicycle shorts.
I think home ec is real.
Home ec. A so-so evening. Season 3, episode 4. Ding, ding, ding. All right.
On you, Ian.
Oh, man.
It all comes
no
down
pressure.
To this.
But there is a prize.
Jill in a fist fight, Al with no beard.
And they're usually pretty amazing on this show.
Or dream about Tim riding on a Golden Stallion in tight bicycle shorts.
Ooh, I'm going to go with the first one as real. Al with no beard is real.
Al with no beard, Jill in a fist fight is not real.
Yes!
The tradition remains alive.
Yeah.
Bravo, Ian. Way to fuck it up at the end.
Producer Poon Master Flex. Behind you, there's a basket attached to the ceiling, or the door. A basket, not a jam-o'-lantern. There's a blue card with a golden piece attached to it. If I could have that, please. I'm presenting you... Now, this is a very important object to me, personally.
Okay.
But I'm willing to give it up as a prize. For our anniversaries at work this year, we all received a button. And it's shaped like a puzzle piece with gold and sparkles. And it says, you're a key piece. There's a quote from Aristotle that says, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Our team is stronger because of the individuals that work hard every day to make us successful. You're an essential piece of the puzzle. And we would be incomplete without you! Exclamation point. All of the puzzle pieces are the exact same piece, and they don't actually fit
they
together.
They don't interlock.
Okay. No, they do not, because as you can see when examining it, there's no possible way that would ever fit another puzzle piece.
But it has the logo on it.
And the power of metaphor.
And that makes it really special.
And I give that to you.
And sparkles.
Yes.
I like sparkles.
Now, everyone at work on Monday is going to be asking, where's your pin that you always wear?
Yeah.
But
and you'll
that's
say,
what I'll give up.
It's at Aaron's work. She's wearing it there.
I'm going to say someone earned it.
Thank you.
Someone earned it. You're welcome.
Fell in a ditch.
You are welcome. Now, I understand, Aaron, that you may have also brought a game of sorts. A mini game?
A mini game was me Googling over dinner with Megan here.
Great.
Going, I should have made a game.
Yeah.
And I did not.
You should have. I did.
My attorney or my representation advised me not to make a game.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever I ask my attorney, should I do something, she gives one piece of advice, which is?
No.
Just no.
Just no.
Just don't.
Always no.
Should I? No.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't. If it's an idea you had, the answer is no.
Exactly. I think you would really need some representation. Does Poon Master Flex agree?
That I need representation? No. She says no. Are you just saying no because that's what...
But in real life, you're pretty good.
Oh, on the show, I do. But not in my regular life? Yeah. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay, I just counted. I have 8 questions.
Okay.
And I don't think the first one's really... I don't know how well you guys know the show, so it might not even...
Is this me versus Ian?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to do like a bell buzzer thing, or if you want to alternate.
See who gets it faster. Punch him in the shoulder and he punches me in the shoulder.
We do have a bell if you want to reach up there.
Legal representation.
This is going to cost us big time because this involves
getting up
and
reaching
kind of
tie.
This is off-site work, so it's going to cost even more.
So now we've got a bell.
Okay.
So wait, how do we both ring the bell? Like, how do you tell?
Whoever buzzes in gets to answer the question.
First. So whoever's hands on the bottom.
Oh. So why don't we just... Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
This is all about
speed,
guys.
Don't cheat. Let's not cheat. Yeah, let's not cheat. This is what I'm talking about, precisely. Okay.
So these are Roseanne trivia.
Perfect.
And I don't know the show enough to know if these are obscure or completely normal. So this very first one might not be hard. What town is it set in?
Lanford, Illinois.
Shit. Okay.
Damn it.
I'm gonna hold up a finger.
Oh, yeah.
Keep score.
Yes, please.
I do. You don't. I won.
Oh.
So far, I'm winning.
Number 2.
Let's do a quick score check. I've got 1, and you've got none.
Well, see, I've got my 1 finger up, so I disagree.
That's just because you're cheating.
Number 2. What is the name of the 4th Connor child?
Ding? Oh, shit.
Now you're going to answer, you're going to lose one.
Ooh.
You dinged in. I just made up that rule. If you ding and don't answer, you lose.
Let's see. Okay, it goes Becky, Darlene, DJ,
Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
I'm going to say Dan Jr.
Would you like to follow that up?
Oh, fuck.
Nope. I'm going to let him do that.
Yeah, Jerry.
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 Fuck.
Boom!
Yeah. Number 3. What perfume does Roseanne like to wear?
White Diamonds.
Would you like to follow that
up? Damn it. Nope. I think he's at -1.
The answer is Submission.
Oh, gross.
Yes, I'm winning by doing nothing.
Number 4. What comic is frequently shown in the posters in Darlene's bedroom?
Go ahead.
What comic is shown in the posters in Darlene's
bedroom?
Early
90s. She's kind of a gothy kid.
I'll go with The Crow.
Gotta guess, Peter.
It's a little obscure. What comic is frequently shown? Is it a real one?
Yeah, right.
Oh, come on. What's this 20 questions nonsense?
Yeah.
If I was decorating her room and I had to put in a comic, I'm a Batman.
The answer is
I shouldn't
Sandman.
Have guessed that. Oh, shit.
Ooh. Bonus round.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah. What writer was responsible for adding that detail?
Roseanne.
You got to guess?
Nope.
Joss Whedon.
Wrote on Roseanne?
Yeah, 4 episodes.
I did not
You guys
know
are
that.
Not fans. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Meh.
How do you look in the mirror?
Pretty easily.
Number five.
I just see Roseanne.
Well, I see Dan. I see. Well, I see Roseanne. He sees John Goodman.
Yeah. And Dan.
Yeah.
Connor.
Well, then he starts masturbating because he's seeing John Goodman in the mirror.
Yep. Well, I just open mouth kiss myself.
His retainer case does say John Goodman.
My retainer's case did say return to John Goodman.
Mm.
That was my ploy to somehow connect with John Goodman. Because if they returned it to him and then he's like, I have this retainer. But then I didn't really figure out how he would then get it to me. Like how John Goodman would figure it out.
Do you follow him on Twitter and he's going to put on Twitter, like, I've got my, you know, I've got a retainer here?
Don't follow him on Twitter.
Do you think he has a Twitter?
No, he can't. There's no fucking
way. I'm going to check while you're...
Librarian's checking over here.
Okay.
All right.
We'll have a fact check.
We'll come back to that, yeah.
We need, like, our technical director is checking over
here. Yeah. A lot of roles on this show. This show is expanded.
This is the most well-staffed show you've ever had.
By a lot. Would some say overstaffed?
Yeah. What is my representation?
A little warm
thing?
In here.
It's a little warm.
Original title. What was the original title of Roseanne?
Of Roseanne?
Of Roseanne.
Fuck.
Ooh, Ian.
Diarrhea Madness.
So close.
Damn it.
I'm going to go with The Connors.
Life and Stuff.
Life and Stuff.
Yeah.
That's a terrible title.
Awful.
I think Diarrhea Madness was much more descriptive of the show itself.
There's so much diarrhea in that show.
And it's so much madness.
You guys are really bombing.
These are hard.
I thought these were not as hard. Okay.
I think they're hard.
Which character or characters were played by more than one actor?
Becky.
Is that your final answer?
Yes. There was Sarah Chalk Becky and Other Becky. Or as they're commonly referred to, Becky and Hot Becky.
Ian, do you have any
other
Becky
answers? Was played by two and a DJ.
Yes to Ian. Well
boom.
Done.
Wait. It has to be both?
Yes.
I said, what character or characters were played?
So I had to name them
all.
That
was kind of a hint,
right?
Like a really broad hint.
Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had to name them all. That's not fair.
In the spirit of the show, slam. Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Let the boys be boys.
I called not fair on that because he got 50% of the answer
Let's
for me.
Let's give it to the audience. What does the audience feel, Ian?
The audience is against me.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
This one
we only got two votes.
Okay.
I need my representation to vote here.
Ian.
Yeah. Oh, unanimous.
I don't think this is unbiased.
Even
Moral
I
story,
vote Ian. He's like my nemesis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Two questions left.
Okay. By the way, everyone get the fuck out. Right now.
Oh, do you have a follow-up on John Goodman? No
John
Twitter.
Goodman does not have a Twitter?
No Twitter.
So
no, he doesn't.
So wait, Pete, how come you haven't started the John Goodman Twitter?
I think because part of his appeal is being a man of few words.
Mm.
You have your John Goodman screaming, running down a hallway, this is the life of the mind or whatever, and that's it.
So,
call it a day.
So maybe you could just like put out a bunch of blank tweets all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a man of few words. Well, that's no words.
I think all he said, all I really remember him saying on Roseanne was, okay, your boyfriend can move in, but there's going to be rules. That was all I really remember him saying, or something to that effect.
Or like, Rosie.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, two left.
Shit.
Who played Kevin?
Famous guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not Clooney. That's Booker. Unless it's Kevin Booker. George Clooney.
No.
Fuck.
Toshiro Mifune.
Johnny Galecki.
Oh. Johnny Galecki.
Oh, Johnny Galecki.
Yeah. They changed his name.
Oh, that kid.
Yeah.
Who's Johnny Galecki? And also, what's the Big Bang Theory? Is it a show?
That is a show and a theory.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's how life started and how sitcom life started
again. And how nerds finally got laid.
Yeah.
I see what it is. So it's the... I really don't believe in the Big Bang Theory. I believe that sitcoms came from Jesus.
Well, that's fair.
Okay.
The Bible really is the first sitcom in a lot of ways.
It really is.
It's hilarious.
They put people in a situation to see what happens. What do Eve do today? Wah!
bunch of wacky characters all having to learn to live together.
Oh, that angel with seven sets of wings and seven mouths. He's quite the Wilson. Just peering over the fence.
Yeah.
Talking with all seven mouths.
That's kind of what God is like, just over the cloud.
Hmm. Just sort of peering, like there's a fence that's lowered in the Garden of Eden and God peers over it.
Hey, don't eat that shit.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I feel like I need to rein this in, guys.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
no.
You don't like it?
No.
Sorry, time to move on.
Sorry to offend your homeschooling ways.
Yeah, please. I need to get going. I have church in the morning.
Uh-huh.
This is your last question. I think you guys are tied, kind of.
It seems about
for
right.
Suckage. What vegetable is mentioned or shown in every episode?
Vegetable. What's the show where they had a pineapple in every episode? Oh.
I'm going to go with every boyfriend they had. Like, what is it? Darlene's boyfriend. He's a vegetable.
No, he's not.
Are you sure? He looks kind of like
David?
A vegetable. Yeah.
Who is actually the star of The Big Bang Theory?
Formerly known as Kevin.
I rest my case.
I'm going to say corn.
For the win, Peter takes
Damn
it home.
Damn.
Bravo.
Excuse me.
So what is he playing? I'm a Loser Baby?
This is one of the NFL songs of victory. Well, there we go. Did we do it, guys?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else we need to cover?
My representation is telling me that I think I need to stop talking right now and we'll be filing our paperwork later.
Fantastic.
I'd just like to reiterate that my ball is so much bigger. Like you could fit like three of his little ones in my big one.
Aaron's got giant ball.
Giant
balls,
ball.
Multitudes.
And when we do this second snowball, I'm going to make it two. I'm going to have a set of big balls.
Helpful Snowball 2013 right. Part 2, which, by the way, now you have to come up with two categories
for. Oh! Okay.
So I would suggest stacking the deck in your favor.
So it's basically like beating Dark Souls.
Who's the most related to Peter genetically?
we're gonna cut open our blood and see. Oh my God!
Let's cut open our blood.
cut open our DNA.
Anything else you want to say, plug, talk about, or scare people away from?
Well, you know, my representation is telling me that I should really save my powder, and I'm gonna say that these categories, Aaron, they're gonna be brutal.
Bring it, Ian.
It's on.
Bring it.
Meeting of the minds. Aaron,
so ready.
Any last things?
Just really, Jesus. My ball is so big.
Perfect.
It's so big, guys.
Everyone will love it at church tomorrow.
Yes.
All right. See you guys next
Bye.
Time.
Bye.
We'll be right back.